The society is distributed into several families of a convenient size for modest arrangements, and the whole body is guided and governed by elder brothers and elder sisters whose gifts of superior wisdom, knowledge, or cunning obtain for them these titles and secure to them their rights and immunities. Catherine Maria Sedgwick, 1820s.
The Shakers were governed by a system of leaders. Elders and eldresses were responsible for the spiritual side of community life and the general well-being of groups of communities. Two elders and two eldresses at New Lebanon were the leaders of all of the Shaker communities. They were called the Central Ministry. Deacons and deaconesses were responsible for the temporal or worldly needs and work management. Office deacons or trustees tended to legal and business matters. This building, the ministry shop, was the dwelling and workshop for the Hancock eldresses. The elders had a separate building. At the beginning of the community, both lived on the top floor of the meeting house, and while they took their meals in the church family dwelling, they ate in a separate dining room. This was to preserve the impartiality of their decisions affecting the sisters and brethren.
The office of an elder is not to govern, in the ordinary sense of that term, but to lead. Elders are not to be feared, but loved. They are to set others an example by governing themselves. The elder's duty simply is, by counsel, precept, and example, to aid others to govern themselves. Elder Harvey L. Eads, 1879. We were delighted to receive a visit from the Canterbury Ministry on October 1. They proceeded the following day to make their yearly call at Mount Lebanon. East Family Manifesto, 1889.
Look more at the workrooms and retiring rooms upstairs for the other audio stories of the ministry shop. For a message on working elders and eldresses, press the yellow button. For more information on notable elders and eldresses, press the green button.